Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You had a tough day. I had a tough day.
What happened?
So I had to go to the physician today to get my...
Oh, we're talking about this, huh?
Why not?
All right, yeah.
Why not?
Peel the curtain back.
Yeah, everything's content, right?
Will's dying.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So I went to my doctor for the 6 month. He had to just check my skin out, you know, make sure...
Dermatologist?
No, just my regular physician. Oh. He just has, you know, he checks me
twice
a year.
He just likes to rub your skin.
Yeah, he just likes to give me a rub down.
Nice Catholic doctor's office.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I had this... I've had this thing on my left boobie, just above my nipple.
Ah.
Can I say nipple?
You just did.
Nipple?
It's in a medical term way.
Yeah, areola.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought I tore a...
Your milk maker?
I thought I tore my pectoral or something, because I had this little dent.
All the working out you're doing.
And, I mean, not a lot, but I do my thing.
Hell yeah.
You know, on the rig.
Oh, I feel you.
And so I thought maybe it was like, did I tear something? Or what's going on here? Because there's like a visible dent in my boob.
Oh.
So I said, oh, well, while I'm there, I'll have him check this out. So he's giving me the look over. He goes, all right, you're good. And I said, hey, while I'm here, look at this.
Can you taste this for me?
check this out. And I kind of pulled it back. I go, look, there's a dent in my boob. And he went, oh.
Oh.
Okay, let's see what this is. I was like, I thought I just tore a muscle. He goes, well... No, it could be breast cancer, though.
Oh!
And I went, okay. So he's like, I'm going to give you your first breast exam. So he's feeling under for my lymph nodes.
Was this like a Publix clinic type deal?
It's just my doctor's office.
Okay.
Like a regular guy.
Hi, guy.
You know, yeah. Eric.
Sure.
And so he's feeling me up and feeling my boobie up.
Nice.
So he goes, you know, I would just recommend you get a, you know, it's probably nothing.
Nah,
like,
yeah.
I would just recommend you get an ultrasound.
Oh, yeah, man.
So you can, you know, make sure that you don't have breast cancer.
A mammogram and a pap smear while you're there.
It's possible for men to get breast cancer.
Of course.
So I might die, essentially, is what's going on. I'm waiting.
We're all dying, Will.
Yeah, but I might die sooner. If I die of breast cancer,
oh, man.
I am going to flip out.
Me
I'm gonna
too.
I'm going to be so mad.
I'll be mad, too. I'll be down to just me on this show.
I do not. Yeah, and I won't be replaced either.
No.
It will be just you.
It will be me.
I will be so mad if that's how I go from breast cancer.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be happy.
Be the ultimate F you.
It would be, and this is what makes me nervous because it's probably nothing, but with me,
yeah,
it could.
I always feel that way.
It just could go that.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah. I always feel that way.
Right, die of breast cancer.
I thought I killed myself this morning when I woke up.
Yeah.
You ever swallow? I'm sure you have. I'm sure everybody's done this. You take too big of a gulp of liquid, and it feels like a softball going down your esophagus into your stomach, and it hurts so bad.
Uh-huh.
So I woke up, and I'm still taking antibiotics from that crap from last week. So I want to take my pill, and I took the whole gallon of almond milk. Almond milk? Where am I from? Am I from Minnesota?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I took, like, the whole gallon of almond milk, and I just took a swig to take my pill. And I guess that swig was, I don't know, 2 quarts of almond milk. I don't know. But it felt like it took 6 years for it to get into my stomach, and it hurt all the way down. Took my breath away. It hurt so bad, and I didn't breathe.
What that is?
It was just too big of a swallow.
Your tube?
Yeah.
Like closed or something? Like you got a kink in your hose?
Oh, damn.
Could it be that?
I think it's just you swallow too much at once, and so it's this big knot going down your little skin
pipe.
Yeah,
but liquid just goes down.
You would think.
Got a pipe there.
You would think.
I think your tubes are not open.
Oh.
It's closed, and then it's got to, like, open up and
I don't know.
Down.
It hurt like a bitch, though.
Yeah.
And I've not felt good since. Like, I haven't even eaten today. Like, because it hurt so bad going down, I'm like, I don't even put anything. I'm just drinking coffee and just chilling. I'm going to take a little breaksy poo. Now, Leah did pick me up a pub sub that I will eat when I get home.
Yeah.
Will I die eating it? We'll find out.
We'll find out.
But you know, like you said, you know, you might have breast cancer. My way of going is going to be Mama Cass style eating a damn sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
We had to, we took last night off. We went and saw Tim Dillon at Side Splitters. Great
Phenomenal.
Show, by the way. Good times.
Yeah, jeez.
Now, I was going to drive myself and dead person
mm-hmm.
to the club because it's kind of on the way, you know.
Right.
So I'll go grab her and then head down there. And I was supposed to be there at 7:15. And at 7 o'clock, I was getting ready to leave. My tum hurt a little bit. So I go, well, let me sit down. I do not want to use side splitters. I've already complained about Side Splitters urinals. I do not want to go to at Side Splitters.
Well, they have their own little room in there, like a little
I know,
little toilet.
I still don't want to go in there.
You rip it up.
And I knew this one was probably not going to be good. So I'm sitting down, and I'm going, and it's not stopping.
Mm.
And I'm sweating.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm feeling nauseous.
It's like every day for me.
Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I thought I had food poisoning, which I probably did because I had a muscle milk that I prepackaged one, the protein shake.
You found it in the back of your pantry?
I found it in the back of my refrigerator, and it said March 2nd it expired.
Yeah,
but I was like, it's fine. It's cold fridge. I'm sure I'll be all right. And I drank that at lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was a mistake. So I'm waiting. I'm late. I'm like 15 minutes late getting there.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was a debacle. And she got mad at me for that.
Because
I couldn't help it.
She wasn't mad at you. She was mad at your butt.
But I was offended because literally I could not help it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's something. It's not like I was just going, yeah, I'll be there, whatever. There was nothing I could do. I was at the mercy of my bowels. You
right?
know,
yeah.
I couldn't get up. If I would have got up,
yeah,
it would not have been good. I mean, I definitely wouldn't have been able to go if I got up off the toilet and said, enough, body. Now, I believe you can talk your body into things.
Yeah.
You can, if you really focus and meditate, you can talk yourself out of pooping your pants.
Mm-hmm.
But not when you're already going.
You're right.
It's just the gates are open.
Gates of hell.
You have to wait for that to clear out.
Oh, man. Poor thing.
So I was really mad that she was mad.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. Well,
but it was she had other stuff going on. But she was like, well, you could have just told... You know, told me that you were going to be late. I go, I didn't know how long it was going to take.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, sometimes with those bad ones, you're in and out because it just,
oh, yeah.
Water. Niagara Falls.
Yeah.
And then you don't even have to wipe sometimes.
What?
It's just sometimes.
No.
You ever have those?
No.
Where just explosion.
Uh-uh.
And then you're like, wow.
No.
That is amazing. I've had those sometimes.
Nothing hits the walls? Nothing?
Nothing hits the walls.
That's insane.
It is. It is insane. Those are great.
I've never experienced that in my life.
Oh, it's a beauty.
Yeah.
When it does. It's rare, but sometimes that's the case. So I was thinking maybe it's just one of those. Or sometimes, you know, you just get a little droplet that comes out, a little snickerdoodle.
Yeah.
And then you're wiping for an hour. That's just the way it goes. Those are the worst.
I know.
But I didn't know how long. I can't plan.
Mm.
Like, I'm going to take 5 minutes on the toilet.
Yeah.
And that is all I will need and all I will require.
No.
And then I will get in my vehicle and drive.
I go until I'm paralyzed from the waist down, usually.
It's your legs fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reading and stuff. But this was like, I was gripping my sink and like,
Did I tell you?
Sweating.
I tell you, Harry's back.
Uh-oh.
And he's not alone.
I brought a friend.
He has a baby.
Oh, no.
Now I have a Harry Jr.
Oh, no.
They've been, like, dormant in there, just kind of like, you know, they're there.
Hey, COVID's over.
They've showed up.
And they're back in their vacation home. They're coming back to Florida.
They are. They're back, right? They're like, Florida's open. So they're back, but they haven't really caused any problems until today.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Not good.
Oh, boy.
Sorry to hear that.
Like a murder scene.
Oh.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah.
That is, I don't understand how you don't
die.
Yeah, honestly, because there's two coming out of there, and they're sitting.
Yeah.
Are hemorrhoids, can I say, yeah, you could say hemorrhoids.
You did.
Are they, you can though, right? I mean, it's
we'll
a medical condition.
We'll find out later if you broke any FCC rules.
Yeah, I'm already freaking out.
I know.
Long story, that I don't want to get into. Then are they on your cheeks, or are they on the walls?
Inside. Yeah.
Inside is in
right inside.
So they would like, not visible on the if you were to open up, I wouldn't be able to see them.
Oh, you could, yeah.
Oh, you could.
Yeah, it's like right where the balloon knot is, right in the way of everything.
So right where you're cleaning up.
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh man. That's brutal. How do you not get sepsis?
It's bad.
How do you not get sepsis? Seriously, how do you not get sepsis and die?
I don't know.
There's two coming out, and you're just wiping it in your in an open wound.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand. How does it work?
I don't know, man.
Magnets. How do they work? I don't know.
I don't know either, man.
Amazing.
It's weird.
Doctors?
We're in a simulation. I have no idea what's happening right now.
Is there any doctors out there who can answer this query?
I'm freaking out. Don't call me that. It's rude.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.